evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you had a nice weekend. I had a quiet one, just what I needed. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on this Monday night from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. I keep telling you folks, it works, and if you haven't tried it out, I'm going to give you their 800 number later here in the hour, so get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you that number so that you can check out Headache Stay Gone. As I say, it's a product that works. Well, folks, you know, I shuffled through the papers over the weekend, and today found a few little items I'd like to comment on, and we'll go to the phones later here. The number here, of course, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You know, I had a couple quiz questions on the last program, which unfortunately nobody won, although we had Ben call from Florida, and you know, Ben was not far off, and I forgot to mention exactly why it was that Ben was very, very close. He seemed to remember, and this goes to show you how good Ben's memory is. Ben was remembering back to 1985 when Liberty Lobby had a lawsuit with William F. Buckley Jr., and we refer to the fact that in the spotlight, we referred to the fact that Mark Lane, the anti-Zionist Jewish attorney who was representing Liberty Lobby, managed to get Mr. Buckley linguistically tongue-tied. Well, the problem with Ben's memory was that he was associating that reference to William F. Buckley to E. Howard Hunt. And, of course, E. Howard Hunt was mistakenly thought by many of the people who answered the quiz question as to have been the person who ended up destroying Liberty Lobby. So Ben was actually closer in some respects than anybody. Ben has a very good memory because that was written in the spotlight back in 1985, and that's over 20 years ago. He remembers that Mark Lane had managed to tie our good friend William F. Buckley Jr. up linguistically, which is a major accomplishment. Yes, indeed. Well, so Ben was close, but as they say, no cigar. Close, but no cigar. Well, as I said, I'm going to have some further. Quizzes as they come about. And also, just to let you know, I will be, all things being equal, I will be a guest tomorrow morning on Mark Dankoff's program, which is broadcast here on RBN. It begins, I believe, at 8 Central. I'm going to be scheduled to be on for 2 hours from 8 to 10 Central time. That's in the morning, 8 to 10 tomorrow morning, talking about my recent trip to Iran. I talked about that on this program. And we also had David Duke as a guest on the program talking about it. But we'll talk a little bit more about it. Been a lot of interesting developments in the news regarding Iran and that so-called Holocaust denial conference that I attended there. And we'll get a chance to talk about that. So if you have never listened to Mark Dankoff's program and you have some strange desire to listen to me early in the morning as opposed to late at night, you can tune in tomorrow. I'll be looking forward to chatting with Mark. I've never actually spoken to him in person, but we've emailed back and forth quite a few times over the last several years. So this will be a first for me and a first for Mark. Okay, well, we are going to go to a break here momentarily. When we come back, I'm going to run some news notes by you. So, all I can tell you folks is that I want you to get your pen and paper handy because I'm going to give you that contact number for Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches, which does work. I'm talking from first-hand experience, folks. I'm not reading a script. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Take your chances, win or lose. See yourself.
right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. All right, we have a surprise guest here tonight that I didn't know was going to be aboard with us, but he'll be joining us in a moment. But in the meantime, I want you to get your pen and paper up, because here is that number for you to call Headache Stay Gone and try it out for yourself. 800-327-0727. Or check out the website at headachestaygone.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just on the break, I received word that we have a call from someone who called in here some time ago, not long ago, and he said if he could, he would bring up a friend of his who knew a gentleman, a very interesting gentleman by the name of Roy Frankhauser. Now, those of you who have read my book, Final Judgment, will recall that there were some very interesting things about Roy Frankhauser being in that book. He's been involved in a lot of quote-unquote right-wing organizations over the years. He was associated with just about every right-wing organization you can think of, plus the Lyndon LaRouche organization. But a lot of that time, he was also acting as a, shall we say, informant for Jewish organizations and for the federal government and for God knows who else. So anyway, who do we have out there joining us?
My name is Bob Jones.
Okay, we have Bob Jones. Now, Bob, is your friend with you also, or?
I'm the friend. I'm the person that I interviewed Mr. Frankhauser on three separate occasions.
Okay.
I want to give you all the credit for taking me there. I read the Warren Report in '64, didn't believe it. Read Mark Lane. Followed the Garrison investigation, was familiar with the New Orleans part of it, I also grew up around Reading, Pennsylvania, and was familiar with Frankhauser and his activities.
Okay.
And I had a friend who, I was a steelworker 25 years, and I had a friend in the steel mill who introduced me to Mr. Frankhauser. My friend was active in the Ku Klux Klan locally. I am not, was never in the Klan. I consider myself a patriot, but at any rate, your book, Final Judgment, was the crown on top of everything. I knew that you had it. Anyway, reading about Frankhauser jogged my memory about the Dan Burroughs deal, and I had read years before that Burroughs' name appeared in Oswald's address book.
Okay, let me interrupt you for a moment there, Bob, just to let the audience know. Dan Burroughs was a member of the American Nazi Party in the early 1960s who later died. He was shot to death in Roy Frankhauser's home. The official story was that Dan Burroughs committed suicide because the New York Times was getting ready to do a story revealing that Dan Burroughs, who was this leader in the American Nazi Party, revealing that he was actually born a Jew. Then, of course, he died in Frankhauser's home and under the best of what we can call mysterious circumstances. So this Burroughs, as you point out, his name was in Lee Harvey Oswald's address book back in 1963 when Oswald was taken into custody and accused of being the assassin of President Kennedy.
That's right. So at the time of the Burroughs' supposed suicide in 1965, I was about 14 and came from a pretty politically astute family. My father had given me pretty much of a preliminary education on how things worked, not anywhere close to my understanding today, but at any rate, I remembered the Burroughs suicide in Frankhauser's house on South 4th Street. And Frankhauser has an interesting home. He lives in what has been, in my entire lifetime, a predominantly black neighborhood. And he has a row home in the middle of the street with I would say the size of the sign is somewhere in the area of 8 by 12. And it says Mountain Church of Jesus Christ with a burning cross on it. So, at any rate, my friend, who I'm getting back now to my time that I spent in the steel mill. My friend that introduced me to Roy, I had gone back to college. The mill closed. Of course, the work went offshore, unionized jobs, real good jobs. And I was second generation there in the mill. But at any rate, this fella knew I was writing a paper for a college course, and I was focusing on informants, agent provocateurs, and so on. So I suspected that Mr. Frankhauser was some sort of agent. Then I read your book, and I think in the book or somewhere I read where you said that people should take it upon themselves if they know anything, any of these names that are on the periphery of all this. So I thought, well, this is a great chance. So anyway, I met him at a bar here in Reading during the day. He's kind of a short, heavy-set, kind of a nondescript-looking fella. And he certainly, at least it appeared to me, that he was not the brightest star in the sky. But that could have been an act, but I don't think so. My gut feeling was he's just not that smart. Anyway, I started out with the first interview was about an hour and a half, and I started out with Lyndon LaRouche and just kind of expressed an interest. I didn't let on anything at that point about the Kennedy assassination, Oswald, Burroughs connection, and so on. But we got to Burroughs, and he danced around. I wasn't really familiar with the Lyndon LaRouche case, but I do remember that I felt like I was, that he was dancing around things with me. When we got to Burroughs, he made the comment, he said, oh yeah, Danny Burroughs. And he said, well, I guess everybody knows about that. He said, he said, and I don't care if you put this in your paper, Bob. He said, I'm going to say this for the record. And he emphasized this. He said, Burroughs was one of my best friends, and he was a Jew. You can say that in your paper, that the Nazi leader's best friend was a Jew. So in the course of the next part of the conversation, he proceeded to tell me that I asked him if he had a lot of Jewish friends, and he said that his father and uncle had run liquor for Abe Minker, who was the organized crime boss here in Reading through the heydays of the Lansky Syndicate, 40s, 50s, into the early 60s. And he told me that he was a member of the Jewish Community Center. Now, my friend that was with me, from my buddy from the mill, was sitting next to Frankhauser in a booth. And I looked at him for his reaction, and he reacted something like, you never told me that, Roy. And he said, oh, yeah, yeah. He said, it's just part of my undercover game. He said, I like to see what the enemy's up to. But he told me in discussing his own personal history that he was in the Army stationed in West Berlin, and that, and this is, I'm paraphrasing, but I'll get as close to a quote as I can. He said, I'll tell you what kind of clout I had. I was with an intel man. We crossed over into East Berlin.
Hey, Bob, we have this break coming up. Please hold. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing some very interesting information here tonight about someone who's not very well known, but he's been involved in a lot of interesting things, Roy Frankhauser. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Bob will be right back with you after a moment or so.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of my sponsor, Headaches Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Well, you're not going to get a headache listening to what we're hearing tonight. You will get a lot of good, solid, interesting information about someone who was, in my estimation, at least peripherally linked to circumstances surrounding the JFK assassination, not necessarily involved, but certainly connected to people who were involved, and that's a gentleman by the name of Roy Frankhauser. Anyway, we're talking to Bob from Reading, Pennsylvania, who knew Frankhauser, and he's telling us a little bit about what he found out about Frankhauser from Frankhauser. Bob, you were talking about Frankhauser talking about being in the military and going into East Berlin.
Yes. He told me that he joined the Army. I don't remember specifics of age or dates, but he said it was at the height of the Cold War and that the Berlin Wall had just been erected. But that he at this point, I think there was some, he was starting to turn into somewhat of a braggart, and I was probably stroking his ego because it seemed like the more I stroked, the more forthcoming he was with information. Plus, I was feeding him large amounts of beer, so he was starting to loosen up around this time, and he said that he was with a military intel man. They crossed into East Berlin, and that he stayed at, and this is a quote, the head rabbi's house in East Berlin. And I kind of rolled my eyes at my buddy, and my buddy reacted like the same way as before, but even more vehemently. He said, what? He said, what the hell were you doing at the head rabbi's house? And he said, well, let me explain. He said, we were working an operation, and what he proceeded to tell us made no sense. So my friend came out of that first meeting agreeing with me that Roy was into some kind of government work.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he was at. The next time around, we got on the Kennedy thing. I did not mention final judgment. And I think at that time you were probably in about the second or third edition.
Okay.
But at any rate, the name was mentioned. It was one of the late, it wasn't the first edition with the black cover, but I kept it under wraps, never mentioned your book, never mentioned what I knew, and I got him on the subject of Lake Pontchartrain in Louisiana, where I guess some of your listeners might not be aware of Alpha 66 and the training program for the anti-Castro Cubans. He said he was there. He said that that's where he met Oswald, and Burroughs was there. And Burroughs was a Marine. I remember he told me that. And he said that he was a good Jewish boy from New York. He was his rabbi's, how did he say? He was his rabbi's best student, he said. And I said, well, I thought the story was that he ran into your house, threw that down, and you didn't even know that he was Jewish. And he stammered on that. He choked on that one because he had just let it out of the bag previously that he knew that the kid was his rabbi's prize student.
Okay.
The story at the time was that here locally was that Burroughs ran in with this New York Times article, threw it down on Roy's desk. He had a little office set up in this church, which was really the front room of his house, threw the newspaper down and shot himself. Now, Frank Hauser told me that there were still bloodstains on the ceiling where this guy had splattered himself. He told me that he was with Burroughs and Oswald and Ruth and Michael Payne at some sort of communist gathering where he had gone, that is, Frank Hauser had gone, on behalf of an outfit called the Minutemen.
Okay, now
Minutemen is not the Minutemen that are protecting the border.
Right. Just for the audience's sake, this Michael and Ruth Payne were a couple who were friends of the Oswalds, and it was in Mrs. Payne's house that Mrs. Oswald was staying at the time of the Kennedy assassination. And for years and years, many people have suspected that the Paynes were, in fact, government operatives. And it is known, as I point out in Final Judgment, that Mrs. Payne had connections, although she was not Jewish herself, to Jewish community organizations. So that's who the Paynes are that Roy Frankhauser claimed to have been associated with in the context of Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, and of course, it's interesting that you describe it as community organizations because that's exactly what Roy told me he belonged to here in Reading. The Jewish Community Center is a very upscale health club, saunas, swimming pool, at least from what I understand. I've never been there. But I think it's interesting that in both cases, that's the link.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
I believe, and this is just what I felt coming away from the interview, I believe that that's where his ADL connection was.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Roy has been able to...
Oh, we have
Oswald
Bob. Bob.
More attention.
Hey, Bob, we have a break coming up here. After this break, we'll have about 25 minutes uninterrupted, so hang on if you would. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone. Check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Bob from Reading, Pennsylvania, talking about the shadowy Roy Frankhauser. Okay, Bob, you were about to make a point there, and then we had the break. Well, we've got about 25 minutes ahead of us here, so you don't have to worry about any breaks for a while.
Okay. Let me get back to the Dan Burroughs connection. I'm not doing any of this. Unfortunately, my notes are long gone, and I'm doing all this from memory. I did try to contact you one time during the late days of the spotlight.
Okay.
But anyway, apparently the message never got to you or whatever.
No, I don't think it did. I would have remembered that, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
At any rate, he told me that he went on behalf of, once again, the Minutemen, which in those days was described as a right-wing paramilitary group. Frank Hauser was, and a man named Roger Mellinger were the two head honchos here in Reading. Playboy magazine, I think in August of 1969, did an expose about this group and how they were armed and had some pretty outrageous quotations in it from Frank Hauser and Mellinger. Mellinger is long dead. I knew him, but I never really got to pick much information out of him. I wasn't on to all of this at that point. But anyway, Frank Hauser told me that on behalf of the Minutemen, he went to New York City to infiltrate a Socialist Workers' Party meeting that was being held, and he named the hotel. I can't remember the hotel. And he said that he met Oswald there for the second time, and that he wasn't sure if it was, in his words, if it was the same Oswald. But he said that this one was a homosexual, and he met him, and this is a quote, he met him when he saw him in the bathroom. Now, I left it go at that. I didn't want to pursue anything like that, but that is what he told me. And he said that Ruth Payne and her husband Michael were there. He met them, and that Burroughs knew all of those people.
That's interesting in and of itself, because Ruth Payne and Michael Payne, of course, had a profile of being kind of left-wing types.
Yes.
And that was one of their associations with Oswald, who was posing or was a left-winger or a right-winger. To this day, I don't think we'll ever really know for certain.
Oh, I'm convinced that Oswald was, in fact, a CIA employee. As a matter of fact, I ran across a memorandum on the Internet yesterday, and I'm not sure. I can't back up to find where I got it. I posted it as wallpaper, but it's a letter from John McCord that Kennedy appointed to head the CIA when he fired Dulles?
No, that was John McCone.
John McCone, that's right. And it was to a man named Rowley, with the head of the Secret Service. And it's dated March 5th, 1964, and it's stamped classified. And it says that Oswald was trained by this agency, the CIA, to perform assignments in the Soviet Union, and that he felt as at this time that information should be withheld from the general public.
And let me tell you something about that particular item, Bob. I'm familiar with that, and I'm absolutely convinced that particular item is a fraud.
Oh.
And I think I know exactly who the person is who perpetrated that fraud. However, Joan Mellon, who has written a very good book about the Garrison investigation through the Freedom of Information Act, has in fact come up with CIA data which indicates precisely what you just said, that Oswald was indeed working for the CIA when he went into the Soviet Union. So despite that fraudulent information, there is some real solid information that confirms just that.
Right. And I think there's a third possibility, that he'd had no political allegiance whatsoever, that he would have done anything for money, that it was strictly a monetary operation.
Yeah, Oswald was a strange character. A lot of people are convinced that he was that his pose as a left winger was just that. But you know, over the years, there have been a lot of people with left wing ideas and ideologies who have still worked for the CIA. So that doesn't rule anything out.
That's right, right. But his connection to Bannister in New Orleans is pretty much concrete, isn't it?
No question about that. Very interesting. You bring up the Minutemen because
Bannister was a Minuteman.
The Minuteman organization was founded by a guy named Robert Depew.
That's right, right.
And what's very, very interesting is that all the evidence indicates that Depew himself was taken over, more or less, if he wasn't an FBI fink from the beginning, He was an FBI informant and operative toward the end of his life. And then DePue himself got in trouble for, as I recall, and I'm trying to find the specific details on it, but DePue himself was later arrested for relations with an underage girl.
Uh-huh.
It's also interesting to note that DePue is also pretty much believed to be the author of a report called DeGuello that has been posted recently on the Internet by Daryl Bradford Smith and Christopher Boleyn and Eric Hufschmidt. So this is basically that was an FBI propaganda operation, and they used Robert DePue of the Minutemen to put it out there to try to smear people on the right wing. But bringing this full circle, it all comes down to the fact that your friend, quote-unquote, your friend Roy Frankhauser, was in fact associated with Lee Harvey Oswald and Dan Burroughs,
yes,
and Michael and Ruth Payne, who were,
yes,
the people who were housing the Oswald family and kind of keeping an eye on them while they were in Texas prior to the Kennedy assassination.
Right. And they all apparently were taking on this left-wing profile, or in fact they were left-wingers, like you said, and were being used. But the connection was there, and he named those names without any prompting from me. He said, have you ever heard the name Mike and Ruth Payne? And I said, well, yeah, Ruth Payne is, and I went through the litany just like you did about that's where Marina lived, and they found the rifle, and she was a Quaker woman, I believe.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, at any rate, he proceeded to deny that he had any connections back to the federal government or back to being any kind of agent provocateur. He has gotten more. Oh, this is the point I wanted to make, is he has gotten through the years more publicity here in the Reading papers, the local papers, than any, just like Oswald in New Orleans, any coup could have dreamed about having. His last headline story, and it was a headline story, and I found something on the Internet about this yesterday when I Googled his name. Apparently, he has just made a deal with the federal government, Frankhauser. He was harassing a white lady who had a mixed-race child, and she worked for one of the government agencies in the federal building downtown, and he was sitting outside the federal building day after day screaming racial insults at this woman. And it was a front-page story here in Reading. Now, the other one that I want to tell you about, the other Frankhauser episode, was in about 1963, or 62 or 3. There was a black man in town named Sonny Boy Black, and he was very outspoken. He was eloquent. He was a popular fella on the nightclub scene. And one day he was vocal about civil rights. He was waiting for a bus downtown, and a station wagon pulled up. Five hooded Klansmen, the rifles came out the window, shotguns, and they peppered him on the street and killed him. Frankhauser was pulled in at that time. At least that's what the paper said. And the slant at the time was, black civil rights leader assassinated by Ku Klux Klan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I cannot verify this, but when I asked him about this story, he just flat out refused to talk about it and said, I had nothing in that. That was a bogus deal. The feds pulled me in for nothing. From what I understand, he disappeared during that time frame. This was after his Army career. He disappeared from town for a year or maybe a year and a half. He said that he was hiding from the feds. That's what he told me. Turns out that through the years, I've heard the real story about what happened, and I can't verify this, but this is the story from what I hear on the street. Sonny Boy Black had a relationship with a gentleman that owned a furniture store downtown with his wife. And it was a hit. It was a mob hit, but they dressed him up in Klan outfits to put the blame in that direction.
Okay.
Had absolutely nothing to do with it. But the fact that Frank Hauser refused to talk about it and then said he disappeared because he was hiding from the feds made me suspicious with that whole situation.
Oh, well, you know, it's very interesting.
The store owner is also a member of the Jewish community.
You just put the words right into my mouth. I was about to say that considering the fact that Frank Hauser had a connection with that Jewish rackets boss there in Reading, I thought it was probably a pretty good guess that the furniture store owner was probably connected in some way. So,
absolutely.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Absolutely. I'm trying to jog my memory as far as the Oswald thing, and I've been trying to pull this up. The one thing I do want to say is that there's also talk locally, and there has been for years, that Burroughs actually lives in this area and never did commit suicide in Frank Hauser's house, that the whole thing was staged.
That's
and
very interesting.
And wanted to make him disappear for some reason or another. Now, I asked a friend of mine the other day about this, and he said that he heard that Burroughs went to Israel.
That's interesting, and I wouldn't consider that out of the realm of possibility.
No, I certainly wouldn't either.
Yeah, this is the whole thing, you know. This is that the fact that Dan Burroughs' address was even found in Oswald's notebook was
unlisted
very, very interesting.
Phone number, too. Unlisted phone number.
And another thing, too, it's been pointed out that there were sightings of Oswald in the Washington, D.C. area, which at that time was the headquarters of the American Nazi Party. So it's very, very likely that Oswald did, in fact, have some contact with Burroughs, and if he was in contact with Burroughs, inevitably he would have been in contact with Roy Frankhauser because they were very close.
Well, Frankhauser made the comment to me, I remember, something about the Marine connection. When Burroughs' name came up, he said he was a Marine too, he said, or he was a Marine. I'm not sure if he said too, but I remember that he emphasized that a couple of times, that Burroughs had been a Marine. So, of course, Oswald was recruited, we know, out of the Marine Corps.
Out of the Marine Corps, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So you have that crossover. But I thought the highlights were the stay at the rabbi's house, the membership in the Jewish Community Center, which I'm sure is the headquarters of the ADL. I can't imagine where else it would be.
Yeah, a lot of times the ADL doesn't have a formal office in a town or city, but they will have an affiliation there with someone in the local leadership. So that's exactly correct. I mean, it's known that at least some of Frankhauser's operations were being financed. It was kind of interesting. He was acting as a federal informant, but his funds were being paid by the Jewish Community Center there in Reading. So
right,
that goes to
I
show
believe
you,
that.
Yeah, that goes to show you how these organizations will work in tandem with the FBI. So that all ties together very tightly.
And he, Abe Minker, the rackets boss here in Reading, and this was a real wide-open town in the, even when I first became aware of things in the 60s, things were still wide open as far as prostitution, gambling, all that sort of thing. We had a mayor and a city council, basically, that worked for Abe Minker, and Frank Hauser told me that he knew the general. And the general was Abe Minker. And he said that he made the comment that his dad, I believe his dad and his uncle, he said, both ran rum for Abe Minker.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Abe Minker was the, probably the Jack Ruby of Reading.
Hey, that's a good analogy, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Well, the final meeting, Mike, I think you'll find this interesting. I brought a copy of your book.
Okay.
And I told him what the allegations were, basically. And he just about choked. The interview before, he had looked at my buddy and said, boy, this guy really knows the stuff about the Kennedy thing, kind of in a nervous, you know, when I started to get close to things, he had kind of a nervous edge to it. Oh, yeah, this guy's really an expert. Where'd you find that out? So then the next meeting I brought your book, and he was at least he appeared to me to be completely shocked that his name had come up in any way connected with that.
That's interesting, okay.
And then he proceeded to tell me that, well, of course, everybody knows that Oswald was framed, basically, and that it was Frank Hauser's opinion. He said, you know, I often thought if they would have decided to do that here, that they could have made me into an Oswald.
All right. Well, we have our final break coming up here, and then we have about 5 minutes when we come back, so we'll try to wrap it up. But I think you've filled in some interesting pieces to the puzzle here, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper telling you that you need to try out Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Their number is 1-800-327-0727.
Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming back to you here for our final 5 minutes. We have a very interesting guest who made a very interesting connection with a very interesting guy, Roy Frankhauser. Bob, I want to ask you a question. I want to pose a commentary in the form of a question. My impression of Roy Frankhauser, based upon what other people have told me and certainly from what you've told me here tonight, is that this guy was a genuine quote-unquote racist, for want of a better term of putting it, but that he also enjoyed kind of playing footsies with government agencies, with organized crime, with all sorts of intrigue behind the scenes. Would you say that's an accurate assessment?
That's definitely an accurate assessment. I mean, I came away from it with concrete. I mean, by his own admission, he was involved with this Minker who they called the general. He was referring to him as the general, that knowing that I would know who that was.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And Minker was the head of organized crime here. I mean, that's a documented fact admitted by the mainstream media in later years.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something else.
Genuine racist, Mike, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not quite sure. I have black friends here in Reading that I have through the years went to school with and so on, and I've spoken to them. And during the heyday, there were riots here in the 68-69 after Dr. King's assassination and so on. And this Mountain Church of Jesus Christ, this little row home that he has that placard where Burroughs shot himself now, you never see any activity. There's never any members. But when I would ask black people, how come that place stayed untouched? You know, everyone kind of had a, oh, no, can't get near that. That's trouble. And it didn't seem to me like they would be the kind of guys that would wilt away from just the ordinary toothless kind of, you know, redneck of the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
But yes, one thing that I just remembered while you were on the break was in regard to the LaRouche thing, which I mentioned to you, I had started out with that. I talked to him about his employment history. You know, I went through it like that. I approached it as if I was interested in his biographical information. But the whole time, the center of it was his connections to what you had put me onto in Final Judgment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm about halfway through Judas Goats, and I'm starting to really understand the picture now, Mike.
All right. Hey, well, listen, Bob, I'll tell you what I'd like you to do. If you could tomorrow give a call to American Free Press in Washington and leave your number there, I'd like to call you and talk to you off the air, and I'd like to put you in touch with somebody else who might be able to fill in some holes.
Yeah,
in regard to this. So you can get the American Free Press number off the website at American.
Yeah, I'm a subscriber.
Oh, okay, great. Well, yeah, I'll be down there at that office at one point or another tomorrow, but if I'm not there, just leave your number and I'll know who it is.
I'll do that.
All right, Bob, I appreciate you calling in. I think a lot of our listeners are very much interested in the Kennedy assassination, and this is one little corner of that whole big picture that a lot of people have stayed away from, not because they're afraid of it, but because they don't quite understand it.
That's right.
Yeah, and I find it interesting because it all ties in with what I found out in my research, that you find the Lansky Crime Syndicate, the CIA,
yep,
and even so-called racist organizations and individuals.
How about Joseph Miltier?
Including Joseph Miltier, exactly. Bob, I appreciate you calling in tonight, and thanks to your friend who hooked us up together here tonight.
Hey, Mike, you're the greatest.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Bob. I'll be looking forward to talking to you.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, very interesting and surprising show. This goes to show you we have a lot of interesting listeners out there and callers who know a lot of interesting people. I learned a little bit tonight, and I hope you did, too. Stay tuned for more good programming, and we'll see you here tomorrow night. But if you get up early, you'll hear me on Mark Dankoff. I'll have to get up early, too, folks. All right, have a good evening.